Welcome to the March webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and Mom of Three. Joining me today is Wendy Hine, a contributing author for Heart to Heart. Wendy and her husband Jurg have three children. Sophia is 10, Liam's 8, and Miriam is 4. In the March issue of Forward in Christ, Wendy shares with parents her tips for how parents and children should respond to those with special needs, a topic near to her heart since Liam was diagnosed with a rare genetic condition. Before we start our interview, I thought I'd share something that Wendy wrote on Liam's 7th birthday to help give you a picture of Liam and Wendy. 7 years ago today, I became the mama of a little boy. He was 8 pounds, 9 ounces and passed all of his hospital exams with flying colors. We had never heard of ME/CP2 duplication syndrome, and hadn't really considered that our darling baby could have something so very wrong in every gene, yet look so utterly perfect. When I looked at my newborn, I certainly expected that in his first 7 years, I would see him walk and run. I expected that I would hear his voice say mama and many other words. I expected that he would tell me his wishes, thoughts, and dreams. These 7 years have certainly brought the unexpected into our lives, yet our Liam continues to touch others with his tender, sweet personality and to tug at the heart of every person who meets him. We've had the opportunity to serve and share the gospel of Jesus with so many through Liam. He's a joy to be with, and he continues to amaze us every day with his resilience, his determination, his loving personality, and his gentle nature. We thank God for 7 years with him and pray for many more. Welcome, Wendy. Thank you so much for joining me today. In your article, you talk about how no matter where you go with people, with Liam, people notice him. So how exactly does your family react to that?
We don't go somewhere if we're not in the mood to meet people, because everywhere we go, we do meet people. We just try to be friendly and try to be open to answering questions or just to smile and make eye contact, because we're kind of noticeable everywhere we go.
What do you suggest that parents do when they're children and they meet someone with special needs when they're out and about, like if they're at the park or if they're at church or just taking a walk? What do you suggest that they do? How should they react?
Well, I think kids usually just react. So they'll ask questions, they'll yell out that they notice a difference, that because my son has a wheelchair, and I just usually, I guess my biggest suggestion is that parents should just be kind and think of, it's awkward and you feel like you want to just kind of get out of the situation sometimes as a parent, mm-hmm. because you're embarrassed that your child yelled out.
Right.
But the truth is that parents like me, we're used to that. Everywhere we go, it happens. And so I guess my suggestion would be to just smile and say hello and be friendly, because we understand that they're little kids, and kids just say what they're thinking. And in a lot of situations, it opens the door for me to be able to, you know, answer a question, say, oh, you know, Liam's, you look like you're in first or second grade, Liam's in second grade, like you. And kids often will, that's enough for kids. Or they'll say, well, why does he have the chair? And I can say, well, you know, his brain doesn't send messages to his legs like yours do, yours does, and so he needs the chair to be able to move.
Sure.
And that's a pretty good explanation for kids. They're pretty happy with it, and I think they go away satisfied. They go away thinking that it's just a part of life and that it's something that's okay to talk about.
Okay.
And they go away knowing that Liam's a person and that he's a boy like every little boy that they know. So I think that it's a lot more positive than, because my girls actually will often do things like yell something out when we see someone who's different. They're mm-hmm. no different than any other kid. And again, as a parent, you're embarrassed and your first response is to want to pull your kid away. But I think the more, if you can push yourself through that embarrassment and just be friendly, be kind, it kind of humanizes the whole situation for everybody, and it gives a chance for your child to learn and and kind of for everybody to learn.
Okay. What if then maybe there's a situation where you could get to know a special needs person a little bit deeper than just a casual meeting? Do you have any tips for, let's say, a family friend has a child who's been diagnosed with, you know, with either a genetic condition or something else that has led to special needs?
So I guess it's different person to person, because sure. I'm a pretty open person. I like to talk about things, so I'm really comfortable with questions. So again, I would take it based on the person, but I will say, for me, the family friends that have, because sometimes people are so uncomfortable with disability that they kind of fade out of your life, unfortunately. But the friends that have really been wonderful with Liam and with our family over the years are friends who've been willing to ask questions, who've been willing to learn about how to interact with Liam, and who are willing to kind of get past their own discomfort with things by asking. And there are times when I guess I would rather not answer questions, or you just aren't in the mood. But I think I tell myself as a mom that I don't do a service to Liam if I'm not willing to help him have relationships. And I think that's a key thing, is that if you are just as the people around someone with disability, being willing to learn, being willing to talk about things, being willing to kind of wade through your discomfort,
sure,
in a positive way.
Sure. You know, sometimes I hear people use the phrase "God made him or her that way" when people, especially when children ask, like, why does he have this wrong with him? Why does he have that wrong with him? In your article, you say that that might not be the best answer for people. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, I mean, it is true that God made us each the way that we are. But I think that it doesn't answer the question the child is asking.
Okay.
I think the child is asking, he's different, why is he different? He has a wheelchair, why does he have a wheelchair?
Okay.
In some cases, when Liam's not in his chair, when he's on the floor at Sunday school with all the typical peers, he's pulling the toy away from me. None of the social things he's doing are what I expect from a child. Why is he doing those things?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're asking for some explanation. And I think an age-appropriate explanation, I've made the mistake of going into too much detail for kids. I've made the mistake of saying, and maybe it's not even a mistake, but I've chosen to say, well, God made him that way, mm-hmm. too. But I think what kids are really asking is, why isn't he walking like I am? He's bigger than I am. Why can't he do all the things my big brother does?
Okay.
And so I think a simple answer, like, kids understand that babies learn to walk, and then they learn to run, and just something simple like, well, Liam's brain doesn't send messages to his legs the way yours does, and he doesn't know how to walk yet, okay. Or his muscles aren't strong enough to let him walk yet, and kids are, that's enough for them, that they, I think too that there's sometimes a worry with that kids are worried about what this means to them, and so I think that by giving them a little bit more information, we kind of assuage those fears.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing those thoughts with us today. I really appreciate it. I think it helps parents who just don't know how to deal with that situation. So if you'd like to see Wendy's full list of tips or read other articles on Christian parenting, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions. You can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors. You can view other webcasts on parenting topics or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.